Things are not looking good for Haines Alaska State Trooper Post. AST Director Colonel James Cockrell intends to reassign Haines one trooper position to Bethel. The decision isn't final yet, but the community conversation about how to handle the loss continued at a Public Safety Commission meeting this week. Colonel Cockrell says the level of crime in Western Alaska is the main reason to move funding for a Haines trooper to Bethel. In an email to KHNS, he said AST wants to assign the trooper to the Violent Offenders Unit in Bethel. Cockrell says the region served by the unit is, quote, plagued with a high rate of interpersonal violence. Cockrell says he hopes to make a final decision by next week. Haines still has a wildlife trooper, also known as a brown shirt, but his main focus is on enforcing hunting and fishing regulations. The blue shirt trooper job has been vacant since December. That's shifted more of a burden onto Haines police, who are responding to calls outside the town site that the blue shirt trooper would have covered before. The Public Safety Commission has been talking about how to deal with this for the past couple months. Here's Chair Jim Stanford at a meeting Tuesday.
The HPD is already responding to the outer borough. They've been doing it. The question is, how does the borough pay for this that's in a fair way?
Stanford drew up a list of four options. One, bill the state for outer borough law enforcement. Two, expand the police department borough-wide. Three, broaden the current borough-wide medical services area to include emergency police response. Or four, create a village public safety officer position, also known as a VPSO, to be stationed out the highway.
There's a lot of different feelings on this, and I don't know that I personally want to pick any one of these, because I think any borough-wide change in anything is going to require a vote of the people.
Instead of recommending one of those four options, the commission voted to send the list to the manager and assembly. The extra work caused by the vacant trooper post is happening while the Haines Police Department is already understaffed, according to Chief Heath Scott. The department was downsized a couple years ago from 5 to 4 officers, mainly due to state budget cuts. There's been significant turnover in the department since then. Scott has been on the job about 7 months, and he does not think the current setup is sustainable. He hopes to bring the department back up to 5 officers.
We've demonstrated to the public and to the Public Safety Committee that we're underfunded and under-resourced.
The police department's expenses were consistently over budget for the first 6 months of the current fiscal year. So Scott has asked the assembly for a budget amendment of $60,000. That amendment was introduced at the last assembly meeting and will go through 2 more public hearings. Scott says part of the overspending comes down to the amount of overtime the 4 officers have to put in. Commission Chair Jim Stanford made a motion to support Scott's request to restore staffing.
So this is just the Public Safety Commission itself showing confidence in our police chief with his recommendations.
The commission unanimously supported the motion. So the borough has 2 more financial questions to deal with: whether to increase the size of the police department and how to cover what looks to be a permanent loss in trooper service. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.